week before the federal funding was to be terminated, that would be August 15th, over continuing long-term allegations of neglectful care, the Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center in Andover, New Jersey, this past week told their 250 employees in formal layoff notices that they're closing. Closing the doors tomorrow, by the way, Monday, August 8th. They were down about 15 people still living at the location. They at one point had over 500. All of the remaining residents are New York State Medicaid recipients. So when they leave, they haven't already, the nursing home will be finally, thankfully, shut down for good. Lawyers for Woodland said that they were not authorized to comment, referred questions to the owners, who, of course, didn't respond either. No, did Andrew Weil, and he's the turnaround specialist who's been running the nursing home since the state moved to seize control of the facility. Woodland's been under huge scrutiny ever since police discovered 17 bodies. You must remember this story, stored in a, I guess you'd call it a temporary morgue during the height of the pandemic. That was Easter weekend, put it in April 2020 after COVID-19 ran through the nursing home. And if you were assuming, yes, this is a rare and pretty serious sanction to shut the doors down, just demonstrates the severity of the continuing failures that have been happening at Woodland. Lori Brewer, who's New Jersey's long-term care ombudsman, she's not really shedding tears over the closing either. State, she said, does not need these types of giant long-term care institutions anymore. They're a throwback. They're difficult to staff and can result in inhumane conditions for the people who live in them. We know that very well. She said the trend more these days are more person-centered care facilities. Those young lawyers in court filings noted, too, that the patient population was, their term, unique and unlike those at other long-term care facilities in the state. Say most of the residents suffer from advanced dementia, schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, other severe mental illnesses. Many have no relatives. Some are convicted criminals, registered sex offenders. Many wards of the state. He continued also saying, caring for this unique population presents its own challenges above and beyond those that present themselves in more traditional long-term care facilities. Translation, this work is hard. Can't you leave us alone? Going back to that Easter weekend discovery about the makeshift morgue, U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they've wound up fining Woodland a grand total of $220,235. For major infection control violations regarding all that. And, of course, not too long after that, the facility changed the name because, well, that'll solve everything. It used to be known as Andover Subacute and Rehabilitation Center 2. There's also a facility called Andover Subacute Rehabilitation 1. But it was number 2 that changed its name to Woodland Behavioral. As far as Andover Subacute 1, that was also renamed, by the way, Limecrest Subacute and Rehabilitation Center, but they haven't been subject to any state or federal enforcement actions. However, that fine, the $220,000 fine, that did not bring an end to the situation. New Jersey inspectors, they wound up putting out a blistering report after a really, really detailed inspection. That was this past February. They cited a continuing failure to prevent the abuse, as well as the neglect of residents. The inspectors also said there was no evidence the facility was looking and monitoring for signs and symptoms of COVID-19. That was for patients under investigation or positive for COVID-19, included those who were later hospitalized or died. There was 1 2-week period. This was late December into January of this year. Not a single day went by when there were enough certified nurses' aides on duty to care for the residents. At times, a nursing home operated with only half the staff that's required under state mandates. They're not the only ones who did that, by the way, but they were certainly the standout when it came to poor staffing. By late fall of 2021, it became pretty clear the facility was struggling more than usual, putting those in there even at more risk. Residents weren't allowed to go outside. There was not enough staff. Activities were lacking. Steady stream of complaints going into the investigation intake line. And that brought about the state conducting a multi-week in-depth inspection that happened earlier this year that wound up resulting in the ending of admissions and the massive enforcement action that eventually pushed the state to revoke the license for Woodland. There were 450 people living at Woodland this past February, finding them all new homes. That fell pretty much to Medicaid care managers that were assigned to each individual, as well as the state's Office of the Public Guardian. Well, the preference by many was for group homes or at least some sort of semi-independent living situation. Most Woodland residents are or have been transferred to other nursing homes. And while the moving process with the Woodland residents was fast and smooth, as things go, it still took the state, think about that, 2 years to effectively respond to the horrors that were happening there. Which, come to think of it, shouldn't be that much of a surprise considering how the state's been long lagged in its responding to the horrible conditions at the veteran centers, which the state operates and continues to do so, despite promises by Governor Murphy to the contrary.